Okay, we'll move on to Lynn and the Tributaries, looking to the future of the parish. Before she does that, I just want to make a couple of comments, if I may. That I took the bull by the horns because we've got a lot of thinking, but not necessarily written down and articulated to the parish about the next few years. It's kind of been just sort of left a little. And coming out of the questions last weekend, thank you for the honest responses about a number of things. So that was appreciated. But here's my little bit that I've kind of put together of what we've been doing as a session over the last little while. On May the 13th, we met in retreat for the afternoon and worked on the following things. I'll put some bullet points here. We looked at the prophetic words given to the church over recent years and tried to discern what the Lord was saying to us through them. We wanted to honour the fact that there had been quite a number of words that were given to the church, and they were kind of just left, I think. Is that a fair comment? They were, didn't perhaps know what to do with them, maybe, but they were left. And so it was a good opportunity for us to pore over those, pray over them, look and see what was God saying to us through this particular medium. We also tried to identify the culture of the parish, the culture that led up to Marty's leaving, and the culture since. We recognised the pain of recent disunity and people needing healing and time for that to happen. And we discussed how we could proceed into the future. So the following is a kind of a summary of observations from that retreat. So in consultation with the wider elders group, we believe we should begin the process of calling a full-time / part-time minister. A ministry settlement board has been applied for and agreed to and has been started. One of the meetings I had today was about that very thing, so that's starting. Quicker than some might think, but it's at least started. It'll take a while to kick that thing into gear. But we also saw a picture of a river, a word brought by Lynn, and represented in the painting by Fiona, that is this one here. And I think that'll stand there and stay. And Lynn is going to talk to that in just a moment. We also saw that we have a number of tributaries. This was something that was brought to us in this whole picture of the river. And the tributaries stand for all you good folk who are doing wonderful ministries heading down toward this river, but kind of out there doing them, and there's not that sense of unity and cohesion together, even though everybody's doing all good stuff. So it was kind of important that we recognize that. So we wanted to recognize those people who are doing this, affirm that, and encourage it. We saw that we're working hard, but in an individual sense rather than a united sense. We also saw there was a waka or canoe on the river that we all need to climb into and paddle in the same direction. And so there's a little bit of water stuff going on here. So Lynn, if you could just share a little bit about the river, and then I'll give you the rest of our conclusions and perhaps a little bit more for the future. Thanks, Lynn.
Well, I prepared something and Doug's just about said it all. So,
did I?
Yeah, that's okay.
Repeat it. They didn't hear mine.
Basically, God communicates to us in different ways, and I had a dream recently, and the word stream was written on somebody's sweatshirt, and it reminded me of this. Even though 18 months ago I stood by the Clutha River on the way home from a holiday and wrote this down, and it sat in my journal until our elders' retreat, and it was suggested that I get someone to paint what I'd shared, and this is what resulted from Fiona once she prayed about it as well. So I do have a copy for everybody, and I wasn't actually planning to read it out because there's way too much. But what I would encourage is that come closer and take a photo. I've got it on the front of my phone, so every time I open it, it's there, it is right there. But of course I know it quite a bit more than you might come to know it just as well as I do, because I do believe that there's a lot of things in it for us as a church. Take time to read it, pray about it, see what God's saying to you about it. Remind yourself of the significance of water. Regardless of it being a painting, we've been reminded with the flooding in Canterbury and on the Tyree. And, water is very powerful. Water's always going somewhere. If it isn't, it becomes stagnant and it ponds and becomes smelly. We can be running to the river alongside it or not connected to it at all. Ask God what he would like you to notice from the writing and from the painting, and let him give you his perspective. Read it and reread it. I think that's the key. And also to share with each other when you're ready about what God's saying, because what he's saying to you about it will be quite different from what he might say to somebody else. And I think sometimes we want to have a yes-no answer, and am I right or am I wrong? But I think there are a lot of answers that actually aren't wrong. I don't think, God didn't do things wrong. He gave us lots of different avenues for things. So,
thank you, Lynn. Well, after you've read it, you can multitask as I share, is that all right? It's always difficult, I think, for any church family to discern what we think God is saying to us at this time. It's not what God has said that's important, it's what he's saying that's important. And the prophetic word is about what he's saying at the moment. Not that what he said is not important, but God never stands still. And we don't either. And one of the challenges for us is if we stand still, sometimes we miss, what God has for us. So anyway, the conclusion from our retreat is a bit like this, that we need a unity of purpose while still celebrating our unique gifting and personalities, because we're all different, but we need a unity of purpose, not a uniformity, not just everybody as clones. We don't need that. God has got infinite variety, and that's the wonderful thing. And I think that's starting to be recognized, certainly from my observation, in this parish. So, as elders, we would work to encourage a loving unity among us by these things, encouraging everyone to be part of a small group. There's 53 one another's in the New Testament, and we can't do all those one another's on a Sunday morning. It doesn't happen. But small group life is the way for that to happen. It's an opportunity for different flavors and expression and encouragement and growth, and I would suggest discipleship. Because one of the challenges for us is discipling and growing people. Small groups have a way of doing that. Also creating an environment for participation in our Sunday services. I know some of you would love to just have the minister do it all up the front. However, as I read my Bible, we've all got a part to play. We want to encourage our giftedness as best we can. Setting more communion celebrations, we started that by going every 2 months, and every 2 months have a fellowship meal together. So we just start encouraging one another in that way. Working Bee at Camp Columba on November the 4th is another opportunity to come together. And I mean, there are these are just attempts, shall I say, at encouraging the sense of unity of purpose. We'd publicly celebrate all that is done by individuals as having great value. And we've tried to affirm that, and we'll continue to do that as best we can. Some of you are shy, I know, and don't like everybody to know what you're doing. But when we celebrate this together, it's wonderful. Some say, well, what's happening in the parish? A lot. A lot. I'm going to talk about that in just a second. So that's kind of the conclusion and direction about a unity of purpose, encouraging unity in the life of the parish. I have rewritten in sort of 21st century language our mission statement and our vision for this parish. And this is not something to vote on. It's like the building report. It's a discussion together and a sense of direction going out into the future. So our mission, very complex. Love God, love people. We don't have to rewrite that from the scriptures. That's our assignment, is to love God and love people. But here's the vision, and this is what I've written in different language. Imagine a ragtag collection of surrendered and transformed people who love God and others passionately. They're mesmerized by the idea that this is not about them, but all about Jesus. They're transfixed by his story and his heart for their community. They are seed throwers, fire starters, hope peddlers, and grace givers, risk takers, and dreamers, young and old. They link arms with anyone who tells the story of Jesus. They empower the poor, strengthen the weak, embrace the outcast, seek the lost. They serve together, play together, worship together, live life together. Their community will change because God has sent them. They are us. We will be a diverse celebratory gathering of missional disciple-making small groups in every neighborhood. A relational network strategized on reaching the Knapdale Waikaka community. Does anyone know how many homes are in this community? How many families approximately? About 200. The majority don't know Jesus yet. Here are some of the current activities that I could find. And if I've missed you, please forgive me, but this is my best shot at it. Bible in schools, home groups, Meals on Wheels, chapel services at rest homes, Gypsy Day Outreach, Camp Columba, Federated Farmers, Waimop, Wydell Missionary Trust, Wider Presbyterian Councils, Anzac Day celebrations, Spring Fling Dinner Event, International Christian Chamber of Commerce, Community Networking Trust, afternoon tea events with neighbours, four-wheel drive club, offering employment on farms, Rotary, Lions, and the list goes on.
What about Women's Fellowship?
Women's Fellowship. Just make it. Anything else I've missed? That's the trouble when you go specific. Certainly. When you start looking at all the things that the people are involved in this parish, it's quite stunning, really. It's quite amazing. Put on a map, there'd be little lights everywhere. And that's what we are. We're salt that is spread around in light. So I've noticed some possible future activities, both local and overseas. We could entertain again after school clubs. I would prophesy, predict, that the time and the age of Bible in schools has got a shelf life. certainly we saw that in Tiano and headed that off by starting after school clubs for children. Alpha marriage, alpha youth, affinity groups such as four-wheel drive or mountain bikes, budgeting help, investment advice, parent help, mainly music, after-school tuition and childcare, wherever a need is identified. These are the sort of things as a unified group we could start thinking about for the future in serving our community and reaching folk that don't know the Lord yet. There's a lot of ideas, and ideas are good, but they need time frames so that something will get done and an accountability to make sure they get done. Is that true? So I'm suggesting some goals that are quite doable, I think quite doable. And just see what you think. I'm not asking, you know, for a motion to put these and make this something. This is just a discussion together. Goal number one, to have 5 small groups running by December 2018. In other words, to add another 2 small groups in the life of the parish. If we're encouraging everybody to be part of a small group, we need to have a small group that people can get into. And most of you are mature to the point where you could run small groups, I'm sure. True? Say yes. It's okay. You're not committing to anything. Goal number 2, to offer an alpha course to the community for the winter of 2018, next year. We floated that idea this year, but it was we couldn't get someone to take responsibility to run with it. It's people intensive. Whether we do a marriage one or a youth one or a general alpha. Alpha is, you know, it could be run down at the hotel, it could be run at the church, it could be anywhere. But those that run the alpha program, it's a great introduction to Christian community. It's a good stepping stone. Have you done one or two here before?
Yes,
I think you have. Yeah. Goal number 3, to plan a significant mission experience event for 2019-2020. Takes time to plan something significant like that. Goal number 4, to plan and begin an after-school club in the Waikaka area by 2020. That seems a long way out to do this. But it gives lead time as to know what to do, why to do it, plan a team, train a team, all that kind of stuff, to be able to do something like that. If we can bring this forward, these are just some suggestions. And then goal number 5 has got a lot of dots beside it, a blank to fill in. So there's my best effort as just articulating a little bit of what we've been trying to do in the past 12 months. A few months in the session was getting to know everybody and say hello and find out what was going on. We needed to take some time to reach out to people.